Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important question regarding Islamic customs and etiquette is that has Islam obligated Muslims to follow a particular dress code? Has Islam made it mandatory upon Muslim men and Muslim women to wear a certain type of cloth or certain type of clothes? The answer to this question is in the negative. The Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet have not obligated or made it mandatory upon Muslims to follow any particular dress or to wear any particular dress. The bottom line that we find in the Quran and the Sunnah is that one has to be modest in one's appearance. One's own dress should be such that it does not display the contours of the body. It has to reflect haya, which we call in Arabic, or which is called modesty and chastity, for want of a better word in English. So therefore, we can safely say that there is no dress code which the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet has made it mandatory upon Muslims, whether they are Muslim men or whether they are Muslim women. And the bottom line is, and the principle is, that whatever dress they should wear, it should properly cover themselves. It should not be tight. It should not display the contours, especially organs which have an attraction for the opposite gender. And keeping in view this principle, various Muslim cultures, various Muslim civilizations can adopt any cloth, they can adopt any clothes they want to, as long as they properly cover them, and as long as they do not display their organs, they are not a means of sexual attraction for the opposite gender. Keeping in view this principle, we can safely say that there is no law making in this regard, which the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet have obligated Muslims to follow. Now, in this regard, we find there are certain narratives which people often quote, and they think that while following these narratives, it is essential that we do not adopt the clothes of certain non-Muslim countries or certain non-Muslim nations. And for this, they often quote the narrative, "Man tashabbaha biqaumin fahuwa minhum," which means that people who adopt the ways and appearances of other nations are like them. Now, I have already talked in detail regarding this narrative in one of my other talks, and I have tried to explain that this narrative has absolutely no bearing to one's appearance or clothes. This narrative has a very special background, a very specific background, and in the times of the Prophet, when the final onslaught was near, and the Muslims were told that they must separate themselves, they must isolate themselves from the areas where the idolaters are living, because if the Sahaba or the companions are going to attack these areas, and if they still do not, if these Muslims who are living there, if they still do not come out of those areas, then they shall be regarded as among them. So this is the background of the narrative. "Man tashabbaha biqaumin fahuwa minhum," they shall be regarded as one of the idolaters in these attacks if they do not come out of those areas where they are living. So it is absolutely clear that this narrative has a very specific meaning. It does not relate in any way to one's appearance or the fact that one should not adopt the appearance of some other nation. The bottom line here, as I said, is that one should be very modest in one's appearance, of course. And of course, another understood thing is one should not wear dresses or clothes which are exorbitant, which are very expensive, and they are means of a show-off for the people. So if we follow this directive of the Quran and of the Sunnah of the Prophet, that primarily it is modesty, it is the haya which is found in a Muslim man and a Muslim woman, which inspires him or her to wear clothes which properly cover them and which are not a means of displaying their organs before the opposite gender, then we would be fulfilling the directives of Islam regarding the dress code, and we can safely say that the dress code of Islam is haya. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.